Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
All right, 1380 WPHM. It's a concern that parents of a previous generation didn't have, but today's parents really worry about their kids and their access to the internet. And it's all the time. 95% of U.S. teens have access to a smartphone. So how do we deal with this? How is Meta dealing with this? About a year ago, they introduced their plan. Joining us right now, the North American head of safety at Meta, Jennifer Hanley. Jen, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us. So what are some of the big concerns parents and teens have about online safety right now?
Yeah, you know, we've heard parents around the world, their top concerns are things like the content that their teens are seeing online, the contact their teens might be having with those who are unconnected to them or unwanted contact from adults, and how much time their kids are spending online. That's why last year we launched something called Instagram Teen Accounts. And we've been rolling that out over the past year. It's now worldwide. We also rolled it out to Facebook Messenger earlier this year and continue to make ongoing additions to that. We now have hundreds of millions of teens enrolled in teen accounts that really provide baseline protections, safeguards on by default for teens that really help address those issues that parents are most concerned about.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about what the teen accounts are and how it's been working out.
Yep, it's been working really well. We're getting great feedback on teen accounts. So teens are automatically defaulted into these settings. Their accounts are private by default. They have our sensitive content control, which kind of restricts certain types of content on by default, daily limits and sleep mode on by default. And if you're under the age of 16, you actually need your parents' permission to change any of these settings. So it's really meant to help be a simple way to support parents and to protect teens. If parents want to do even more or customize it more for their family, they have access to family to our parental supervision tools in the family center or in their accounts, and they can set even more restrictions. They can limit their teens to as little as 15 minutes a day if they want to. They can see who their teens are messaging with, get more ideas of the type of accounts their teens are interacting with. So, you know, overwhelmingly, we're hearing from parents that these teen accounts are really helpful. And we were excited to see 97% of teens under the age of 16 are staying in these default protections.
That certainly is encouraging. There's been a lot of talk here in Michigan and in other states, too, about phones in schools. You have introduced a school partnership program to help teachers work with their kids on safety issues. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, well, it's back to school time, of course, and, you know, we're thrilled to be launching our school partnership program. This is really a way to, you know, help schools address online safety and expedite reporting. You know, everyone has an important role to play in online safety, and, of course, educators in schools are in a great position, and we want to make sure we're supporting them. So through the school partnership program, schools can enroll. They get a badge identifying them as part of the school partnership program. They get access to great educational resources from some of our partners. And importantly, they get expedited review. So if they report something to us, it'll kind of get actioned faster. Because schools are sometimes in a better position than we are to understand the context of something happening, for example, with bullying. And so this is a really important step. We have some great partners that helped us create the program. We tested it out this year, and we're really proud to officially launch the school partnership program.
What role does that curriculum play in teaching digital safety to kids?
Yep. So part of the school partnership program, and earlier this year, we also launched additional curriculum. We have a partner called Child Help that has helped us create a free curriculum. It's available nationwide. Any teacher can download and use it. It's meant for middle school and up. And it's all about, you know, how to stay safe online, how to recognize signs of potential problems online, and teaching kids what to do about it, how to report accounts, for example, or how to turn to a trusted adult if they need to. We're, you know, really excited to get this out there. As part of the program, we also have an ability to have a teen mentorship program where students can learn from older teens even all about how to stay safe online. So it's again, about empowering and educating the whole ecosystem when it comes to teen safety.
Boy, absolutely, so important, because that's a major responsibility for teens. You know, to have you know, such a powerful tool in their hand when it comes to accessing the internet.
Exactly. It's a powerful tool. We want to make sure that the teens are using it in the right way. So they're connecting with friends, they're exploring their interests, they're creating, and really help them have a safer, age-appropriate experience.
Jen, where can people go for more information?
Meta's Family Center, familycenter.meta.com, is a great place to learn more all about accounts and about our school partnership program.
All right. Good stuff. Hey, appreciate the information. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Jennifer Hanley, North American Head of Safety at Meta. Yeah, they've been working for some time now and trying to keep teens safe online.